There's lots of evidence that the traditional shopping mall, with its huge department stores and vast parking lots, is losing favor with customers. Fewer malls are being built, and a lot of older malls are being torn down. In the mall's place has arisen something called the Lifestyle Center, which aims to make shopping a more enjoyable experience. NPR's Jim Zarrilli reports.
South Windsor, Connecticut, outside Hartford, is in many ways a typical New England town, with picturesque colonial houses shrouded by giant maple trees. But planning director Marcia Bannock says there's one thing South Windsor never had. It never had a village green.
A place where people could congregate, a place where people could run into each other all the time without meaning to. And our geographic center isn't set up to do that. It's too much of state highways all crossing. There's just no pedestrian orientation to it at all.
These days, South Windsor still lacks a village green, but it does have what real estate developers call a lifestyle center. The Shops at Evergreen Walk opened here less than 2 years ago. It's a shopping center that mimics the look and feel of an old-fashioned New England Main Street. The stores are all clapboard siding and cornices and pitched roofs. But Evergreen Walk also tries hard to be a kind of destination point, a place where you can hang out, find something to do. This afternoon, a group of musicians is setting up a stage on the center's main plaza. There's a free concert of 50s music scheduled for tonight. Lorraine Becker is the center's interim manager.
People have a tendency to linger, especially when the weather is nice. They'll go sit outside at one of the restaurants and have lunch, and it's very leisurely. And you really don't see that when you're in that atmosphere of the inside mall. Everybody's hustling around to get to where they need to go and then get back out again.
Becker says a lot of the people who come to tonight's free concert won't necessarily buy anything, but she says they'll see the stores, the Williams-Sonoma and the Pottery Barn and the Brooks Brothers, and they'll come back next time to shop. Lifestyle centers like Evergreen Walk have become a big phenomenon in the retail world. There are more than 150 of them, especially in suburbs of Sunbelt cities like San Diego, Dallas, and Atlanta. They're still far outnumbered by traditional malls, but few new malls are being built, and 90 more lifestyle centers are scheduled to open in the next 3 years. Eugene Fram, who teaches marketing at the Rochester Institute of Technology, says lifestyle centers are proliferating because people have grown bored with traditional malls.
Most of the big box malls are copies of one another. They all tend to have the same anchor store. They have very little distinctiveness. The food courts look all alike.
And there are other problems with malls. Retail consultant Howard Davidowitz says that big malls are also just too hard to navigate, and busy people don't like them.
You got to park, and by the time you get to your destination, it could be 20 minutes. A young customer likes to speed through the mall. She has no patience to walk through cosmetics and lingerie and go to the third floor and do all the things you have to do in a department store. Young customers are completely turned off by that experience.
Lifestyle centers are a sort of anti-mall. For one thing, they are small, a few hundred thousand square feet as opposed to a million at a traditional mall. They have no big anchor stores, just smaller retail shops like Pottery Barn and Ann Taylor. You can usually park right in front of a store and walk in from the street. And unlike traditional malls with their vast, enclosed, climate-controlled interiors, lifestyle centers have lots of outdoor spaces. Evergreen Walk is built around a big fountain surrounded by benches and outdoor cafe tables.
Big kiss. Mama kiss it for you.
Today, Jessica and Brian Salkeld are watching their daughter and a friend run around the sidewalk. Brian Salkeld says he likes how safe it feels here.
The reason I like them coming here is because they don't have to worry as much when they're here. When we were at lunch, I was like, there's about 30 people walking by, the older people with their purses. Anywhere else, they'd have to be worried. They don't have to worry as much here.
Like Evergreen Walk, most lifestyle centers tend to attract an older crowd. There aren't the large groups of teenagers that you tend to see in malls. The mood is staid, more manageable. There's less foot traffic. But Howard Davidowitz says retailers like lifestyle centers anyway because the people who do shop here tend to buy more.
The customer is more affluent, and the customer likes the experience and will spend more time. That means she buys more.
As lifestyle centers become more popular, they're seeing an unanticipated problem. The lack of big parking lots means it can be hard to find a place to put your car, especially on weekends. There's another sign of the center's popularity. Many big malls are now adopting some of the features of lifestyle centers, tearing down their big box stores and replacing them with smaller shops and outdoor spaces. The mall may be a fixture of the American retail scene, but many malls are finding that they have to change if they want to regain the affection of their customers. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.